Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
As always, we're glad you are. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Bob Getty, Kelly Santer, broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio. I want to thank Dima Mixon for filling in for both of us yesterday and handling the fort for us. But good to be back here in the studio with my buddy Kelly. Southern Bancorp is the studio location. It's a great bank for you to do your banking with. They're down in Midtown. We really appreciate them sponsoring the Southern Bancorp studio. And we thank Dickie's Barbecue for being our opening segment sponsor every day. Great place to eat, great place to cater, just a good place. Dickie's Barbecue, good barbecue, Kelly.
The best place, and the side, if you're going to leave the catering to them too with Thanksgiving and Christmas and parties coming up, look at all the side dishes that they offer. Correct. That a lot of other places just don't. I think that's what makes them unique.
I think you're right. All right, well, we kick off the show today. A new era unfolded last night. The Missy Bilderback era opens in good style. Lady Eagles beat Northern Illinois, is that right? Northern
That's
right. Illinois University, 77-56 here at the Reed Green Coliseum to kick off the season. Our good friend Lee Roberts did the play-by-play last night for ESPN+. And Lee, a good way to start the year, a new era, really, you know, kind of a special moment for Missy Bilderback and the ladies who got off to a great start last night.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, obviously, you know, You want to win game number one, and they did it in great fashion, I felt like. She received the game ball from Jeremy after the game as well, so I thought that was well done on his part. But, you know, I just feel like this is a team, you know, a lot of the girls know each other just because they came from ULM with Missy. And I just think this is a team that is gelling right now, and they have an opportunity to just continue to get better. And you add in some SEC transfers as well. I think this is a team that's got some girls that can handle the ball. We've seen how well they can shoot. Just amazing how well they shot the three ball. And then they have some bigs as well that can play. I think it will be a really fun season as we saw last night, and we get ready to move forward as well.
Yeah, 12 three-pointers in the game last night, three players in double figures. As you look at this ball club, and you called all the home games for the last couple of years for the Lady Eagles, what are the biggest differences maybe in this club and you know, the last year or two that jumped out at you last night, Lee?
You know, I feel like this is a team that is just – I mean, they're going to move fast. They really are. They have some guards. They can get up and down the court. They can do the step back three. I think it's going to be a team. I mean, again, Southern Miss, the ladies, they led the Sun Belt last year in shooting the three-point effectively. And I think it was around 36%. But this team last night, I mean, they shot it extremely well. With some newcomers, you also add in Morgan Sieper. She hit three big threes last night. I think it's just amazing how well they did shoot the three. They were 12 of 23 beyond the arc. And really, you shoot more than 10 threes, make more than 10 threes in a game. That's pretty impressive. They also won the rebound margin by 11, I thought was a big part as well. And I think Missy's biggest problem, and it's probably a good problem, is just trying to figure out her roster, her lineup. I think you see so many girls that are so talented, whether they're guards or they're bigs, so many can do a lot of great things, and just trying to figure out how to get all of them in and let them contribute.
Lee, when you ask coaches about the biggest difference between the men's game and the women's game, besides the speed and the tempo, is that much of the women's game is played below the rim, where a lot of the guys sometimes play above the rim. But Coach Bilderback has something this year that the Lady Eagles haven't had in a while, and that's some power and size inside. And what a dimension now that brings to a team that as we've mentioned, hasn't seen that a great deal in the past.
No, I agree. I mean, you look at, you know, finally got a chance to see a little bit of Whitney Hart. She was injured all of last year. She's a 6'3 player. They've got a 6'5 transfer out of Auburn. I mean, yes, several girls over 6 foot. The one I was really impressed with was Sakaya White, just what she was able to do. She's a 6'1 player that can really play guard or forward. But she did a lot of great things, scored in double figures last night, almost a double-double in her debut as a Lady Eagle. So I think it is. I think it's going to be an opportunity for some of these bigs underneath to play extremely well. Points in the paint last night, I know, was even to what Northern Illinois did. However, that was where the majority of their points came from. But again, Southern Miss won in the second chance. They won in fast break. I just think there's so many different tools to this team that's going to make it so unique and so much fun that it should allow them to go very deep this season if they can stay healthy.
And part of this has to do with the fact that Missy Bilderback is a Hattiesburg area native, but the general public is noticing this team as well. I don't know anybody that happened to see it, but that very nice crowd on hand for a women's basketball game. It's the opener, but this team is already raising some eyebrows as to how good it could potentially be and fun to watch.
Well, we know how loud Reed Green can get, and, you know, last night was a great testament of that. I'm not sure what the overall attendance was, over 1,600 people in attendance or so, but it was great to look out to see a lot of fans in the stands. I think we're close to selling out all the courtside seats as well, so that's going to be a big plus. Just a really, really neat thing there. And, you know, one thing that does, that really motivates your current players, and two, any potential recruits coming in that see that. I mean, that's a motivating factor as well. So really appreciative of the support of the Lady Eagles last night for the fans coming out indeed.
Well, no question that Missy Bilderback is the reason for that enthusiasm. Give us what was she like on the floor? How does she coach? You know, what will people see out of her from a coaching standpoint and her demeanor during games?
Yeah, I think she's a pretty even keel coach. I think her players, you know, respond to that. It's a deal. I saw her coach a little bit in practice last week, and then obviously in the game last night. And, you know, I think she's just she's a player's coach. They respond to her. They want to play for her. She motivates in a way that really gets them going. And two, just a big bench. I mean, she's got a big bench of players. So I think she's going to be – I mean, I think she's the right fit here for Southern Miss. I think Jeremy hit a home run by bringing her in, and of course this was her dream job, just an opportunity for her to come home. So I'm excited for Missy and what, you know, she's been able to do in the past and what she'll do here. But yeah, I think her demeanor was, you know, pretty even keel. I think that's kind of what you'll see all season long. Like I said, she's a player's coach.
And one last observation from me, Bob, the fact that she went and got some SEC transfers, including the 6'5" from Auburn, which was so high, and she had several choices to go different places, but she came to Southern Miss. If the effort wasn't legitimate before, it is now that that players are coming here to play, and I think it's going to translate in W's.
All right, Lee, we sure appreciate it, man, and we'll look forward to talk to you about football when we get you back early next week.
All right, sounds great. You have a great week,
Lee Roberts. Everybody. Meanwhile, the men, they're on the road up at Buffalo. 10 Golden Eagles scored. Southern Miss. Kelly, you watched it, actually won the foul line, won rebounds, won everything but the game. They lost 85-79.
Yeah, what's got to be a little disappointing is they jumped out to that 15-point lead in the first half, and the Bulls just kept coming back. They were aided, of course, by the three-point shot, the kid named Ryan Sable, for the Bulls. And normally when you're playing defense, you're going to give up that three-point shot, right? Thinking statistically they're not going to hit it. But Sable would get hot, man, and pulled them back to within a tie. And then at the end, a couple of missed opportunities by the Eagles and a couple of poor fouls. But yeah, when you look at what they shot from the floor, Southern Miss shot 54%. And Tavares inside, Isaac Tavares, the junior guard out of the Dominican Republic, he was 11 for 15 from the floor. But he has led this team every single game. And other teams are going to start figuring out if you can contain Tavares, you're going to have a better chance of beating Southern Miss. But again, on the positive side was that they shot 54%. And from the free throw line, they went 19 for 20.
How did they lose?
That's a good question. Just inopportune times. And then at the end of the game, the Bulls made the plays they needed to make and the Eagles didn't.
All right, next up for the Eagles, Thursday night, they're going to play Tougaloo in another exhibition game. That'll be in Hattiesburg at the Reed Green. And the ladies, the next time we'll get an opportunity to see them, let's see here. They're going to play William Carey on Friday, November 7th, and that is an 11 a.m. Tip-off. So a good start for the ladies, not so good for the men. We've got a long way to go, Kelly. What do they play, about 11 and a half months out of the year, don't they?
6 months. Yeah, 6 months out of the year. Longest season of any collegiate sport.
How about that? Well, golf is finished, and we've got a bunch of ladies in here that, they're riding high with their new coach.
They know how to win, Bob.
Golf next on the Eagle Hour.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Glad you're with us wherever you're tuned in across the state this afternoon, or maybe it's online. No matter how you find us, we're glad you do. Don't forget about our podcast. You can pick it up about 10 minutes after we're off the air. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you.
Bob, if you are in the country of Belgium, mm-hmm. would you be able to hear our podcast?
You would.
That's what I heard.
Worldwide, yes.
So Luis Kivas, one of the golfers here mm-hmm. from the Eagles golf team, is mm-hmm. from Belgium.
I thought it was Belgium, Mississippi.
No.
Oh, okay.
The country.
Country of Belgium.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Eagle Tire West invites you to see them for premium Goodyear products, full-service auto and truck service. It's all next to Smith Motor Company. Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Eagle Tire West is family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, Goodyear Tires, full service, and big Southern Miss supporters. All right, ladies golf is something that we like to follow. We enjoy following the golf teams, and they've had so much success, maybe as successful as any sport we have in the university right now.
They won their second tournament of the fall this past week. They hosted the Judson out at Hattiesburg Country Club. Of course, our new golf facility is called the Judson Training Center.
Won two tournaments this year. And Taylor Tribble, we have three of the ladies in here. Taylor Tribble from Alabama says she's responsible for all these wins. Is that the... No? Did I understand you say that correctly?
No, it's all team
I'm effort. Kidding. I'm kidding. Welcome. We're glad to have you here.
Taylor, from Birmingham, how did you get here? And don't say by car or we'll smack you and you'll have to... How did you wind up coming to Southern Miss?
Yeah, well, the facilities are great and just trusting Southern Miss has a very welcoming environment. Everyone's super kind. When I came on my visit, I knew it was the right fit for me. Felt like home. And I'm an accounting major. They have a great accounting degree here, so super grateful for all the experiences.
A couple of tax things you might want to discuss with her before she leaves. Yes. The IRS was here earlier today.
Yeah, but I want to talk about what I can get away with, not you know what's legal.
All right, Taylor, I want you to introduce your teammates here to us.
Yes, for sure. So we have Savannah Van Galen. She's from Turlock, California. And then Luis Kuyvers from Belgium. And Luis is a sophomore. Savannah's a freshman.
All right, Louise, step up to the microphone just a minute and tell me how a young lady makes it from Belgium. This is not Belgium, Alabama, right?
This is not the country.
How do you make it from Belgium to Hattiesburg?
When I was in the recruitment phase, I had a few offers, but I thought that Mississippi was the best fit for me. I really liked the facilities. I mean, I thought it looked really good, like the Giddy Center and the Jetson. And I think that was the place to, like, better my game the most.
But it's a long way from home, obviously.
A long way from home.
So tell us about making the adjustment from, and again, you can't go home for Thanksgiving or Christmas. I mean, it's not.
I do go home for Christmas.
Okay.
Yes, I do go home for Christmas and the summer holidays, but I'm still like a lot in the U.S. and not really in Belgium.
What's been the toughest part of making the adjustment for life in Belgium and life in the U.S.?
In the beginning, it was a language. Like speaking English all the time, I mean, I got headaches the first weeks. It was really hard to like focus and have to like understand everyone, especially with like the southern accent. And then I'd say just the culture. I mean, it's very different. People are different, but I mean, now I'm fine. I'm adjusted. So.
Now in Belgium, you speak Dutch, you speak French, a little bit of German, and obviously, I think your English is really good.
Thank you, thank you.
So, are you taught English overseas?
Yes, we are. But it's not, I mean, it's not great because it's just school English. Like, we don't really practice it as much.
Well, she's sure doing it good here.
Yes.
All right, your other teammate, Savannah, she's from a foreign country, too. She's from California.
Yeah.
So Savannah, how are you? We're happy to have you in the studio.
Good. Thank you for having us.
Just had to take that little jab, you know, at California stuff. We thought maybe you would come in with avocados and a fine wine.
No. Yeah, and some hummus and, you know, things like that.
How'd you get here, dear?
I was at a golf tournament.
Step up closer to that mic. There you go.
And coach reached out to me after watching me for a couple holes, so I came out on official visit, and I just loved it. The community, the golf course is gorgeous, the facilities are amazing, and just felt like home.
But isn't California and Florida kind of the pinnacle for golf? I mean,
yeah, SoCal is more. There's a lot of junior golf in Southern California, so.
Did you hear her say SoCal?
Yeah, I saw that.
Like I say the ATL. He always gets on me about that. SoCal.
So you're like a lot of people that we meet, Savannah. When you come here, you seem to really like it here.
Yes, sir.
What is it about the Southern culture that has made you feel so comfortable?
The people. I mean, back home, it's a lot different, and so the culture here is just different. Food's kind of different, but the Southern hospitality, I think, has like spoken to me the most, how sweet and nice people are. And people back home are like, I'm from a small country town in California, and so I know a lot of everybody, and so I loved coming here and getting to like meet new people and just all the new experiences.
Sure. What part of California are you from?
I'm in the Central Valley. I'm like smack dead middle of the state, and so I'm between Sacramento and Fresno.
I say that because I've a former business partner who lived in San Diego, and we would travel to Southern California a lot. And I just found people in Southern California to be about as friendly as anywhere I have ever been.
Good.
I mean, we were always treated wonderfully nice.
I love San Diego.
Is that the way it is? In other words, I guess what I'm trying to get at is this. We all get stereotyped. God knows Mississippi's been erroneously stereotyped. But I think California does to a degree as well. Everything is not downtown San Francisco, is it?
No, there's some beautiful parts of California.
But be honest,
and some good people too.
Yes.
They make fun of Southerners in California?
No.
No.
They don't.
They're nice people, I'm telling you, man. Yeah. We loved going out there.
Well,
you've been to San Diego.
Yes, sir.
Coronado Island. That's actually where we went.
Okay. No, I've never heard of that.
Right off San Diego. Yeah, right off the shore from downtown San Diego.
Okay.
One of the most beautiful places in the world, Southern California.
Well, Taylor, I wanna know about the strength of your game. Tell me about what's the best part of your game.
And don't say Roll Tide.
Hey, Roll Tide, maybe. My strength is definitely my ball striking. Love hitting irons into greens.
Is that what you mean by the term? Because you hear that all the time, ball striking.
Yeah.
So that's fairway irons.
Yes, basically just like anywhere from like a pitching wedge to I go up to six iron. So
did you, and growing up, did you do the softball thing or competitive dance or any of that? How'd you get started in golf?
Yeah, so, well, I was a swimmer until COVID, and then COVID kind of chose my path. Like, I was doing golf in middle school and high school, and I was like, I kind of like golf better. And COVID kind of picked that because all the swimming pools closed. There's a whole coaching change with my little swim team, so it kind of chose it for me.
And I wanted to get you got all of y'all's opinions on this, if you have one. When you look at the LPGA Tour, it seems to be dominated by Asians. You know, the Koreans, and why do they seem to be so much better, generally speaking, than other countries? Anybody have any thoughts on that at all? It's a tough question, isn't it? Yeah. It's got to be. I don't know, Coach, get in here. What do you? Well, do you have a view on it? I mean. Yeah,
let's bring this winning coach in here.
Yeah,
this guy's done nothing but win tournaments and championships.
And he got a contract extension this year because of it, Bob. But
I mean, to answer the question, we're really not sure. Haven't done too much studies on it. I do know the culture itself is more demanding. And they, I would say at a younger age, they go to master the sport that they're going to play their entire life. Where I think here in America, we kind of emphasize more of variety, more skills, and just kind of play different sports and pick the one that you want. I feel like potentially that Asian culture more is like, hey, this is what you're going to do. Now your job is to be as good as you can.
Yeah, that makes sense because we were talking about softball, swimming, competitive dance, all those sorts of things. But maybe the Asians don't do that as much and just kind of focus on one sport.
Coach, that's just speculation.
Sum up the season. We've got about a minute and a half left. Sum up the season and tell us kind of – capsule what these young ladies have accomplished.
Yeah, so I mean, we started off the fall with four newcomers and just kind of having to restart with some of the things that we implemented last year as a whole, and we are a completely different team. I think they've all bought into really our vision and mission of what we want to accomplish here at Southern Miss, and that is we want to go and compete at a national championship. So we have to evaluate our processes, we have to evaluate ourselves very strictly to allow us to really dive in deep and really expose the things that we need to continue to improve on. So our four newcomers have done a fantastic job, and then our four returners that we've had, they've continued, and they're still on the same stride that we had last year. So there's been a lot of really good growth, a lot of really good development over these past 3 months, and looking forward to the spring.
And I think Eagle fans need to know that prior to the Judson, they played in a tournament where they were right in there with teams from the SEC, the Big Ten. That was by far the strongest field, I think, Coach, you guys have seen in a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you guys were right in there with them, so that's got to be encouraging.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things that we can take from the alley hosted by Mississippi State up there, and we got the opportunity to play with Vanderbilt, had the opportunity to play right behind Florida, Auburn, and all of them. And what we see is there's not too much difference between it all. And so on our part of it, just continuing to find ways to do the little things a little bit better, clean up some of the minor things to where – you take away a shot around, two shots around, and we're right
up,
there with them.
It
does. Yeah. Fast.
Now, real last question. When Taylor makes a really good shot, she doesn't really scream Roll Tide, does she?
No. SMTTT is what she screams.
There we go.
To the top. In that right? Let me hear you say that.
To the top, baby.
There we go.
Yeah. No War Eagle either.
Ladies, Taylor, Savannah, Louise, thank you all very much.
Thank
Coach,
you.
Thanks for bringing these fine young women here in our studio.
Absolutely. Thank you all
for having
us.
All right, we'll be right back. More Shant Kenny next on the Eagle Hour.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, so much fun when we get these young athletes here in the studio. I want to thank Taylor Tribble, Savannah Vangeling, I think, and Louise Cabas from Belgium. Boy, these names.
Cavis.
These names are not easy to pronounce. But delightful young ladies, and congratulations, man. They've just really had a great season. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program. That's where people like Kelly go for physical training. He's down there every day running 40s, lifting weights, getting to be the best he can be in his sport. And if they can do it for Kelly, well, hell, they can do it for anybody. DBAT
right.
on Hardy Street has turned Kelly into a fine, sculptured athlete, much like Marchant Kenny, our next guest. You know, when you look at the center guy, it's just remarkable what you can do with hard work when you're a man his age, Marchant.
I mean, Kelly, Angel and I, when we left from seeing you recently, we noticed an ab.
An ab?
Yes.
An ab, a single ab.
I don't even know if I think it was just the way the light was hitting it, Marchant.
Yeah, it was the light. I thought it was an ab.
Even think you'd see
well,
one.
Well, he is the three-time undisputed buffet champion here in Hattiesburg, Marchant. I think that
counts. Oh, I heard the Boer Vaz. He has special extra premium VIP at the buffet. That's the rumor.
No, I'm not even allowed at the Bow anymore.
Not even allowed in your got too bad. Right?
It's Chinese restaurants you're not allowed in anymore, Kelly. You do understand that. All right, Marchant Kenny joins us every week, normally on Mondays. Didn't get him yesterday, so we got him on the air today, and we appreciate it. Marchant, we watched the Golden Eagles' next opponent, Arkansas State. We thought at the first of the year they were going to be good. Had kind of a so-so year, but they really beat Troy down. And 11 o'clock date Saturday morning, to what degree do the Golden Eagles have to play their best game to get out of there with a win?
I'm looking at schedule in the preseason. I thought the two toughest Sun Belt games we'd have were at Georgia Southern and at Arkansas State. Georgia Southern didn't wind up being quite as tough as we thought, even though we held on late and won the game, should have won it more. But Arkansas State seemed to be the one that we got to get past this one to win the Sun Belt West. And here we are and for first place in the division. And you know what? It's a good problem to have, man, a tough game on the road, because isn't this what we've been waiting for, Kelly and Bob? We've been waiting for these kind of problems, these tough games on the road to get to the postseason, to get to 10 wins, to put Southern Miss football back on the map like the 97 Liberty Bowl, baby.
Well, if you like quarterback play, this is a game you're going to want to watch, because Jalen Rayner, a three-year starter at Arkansas State, and, of course, Braylon Braxton, the way that he's been playing. But I was kind of intrigued at the 11 o'clock start, Marchant. I wonder how much Arkansas State insisted that game be at 11 o'clock, and your thoughts, or am I reading too much into it?
Well, you might be reading a little bit much into it, but, yeah, we better wake up, get our coffee, get some bacon, eggs, whatever we got to get in the system to get ready, get the Wheaties. You know, Gen X, you should just get our Wheaties. But I will remember in 1996, not to go to the past too much, but I do like talking about the past. The Georgia game in 96 was an 11 o'clock kickoff, and they couldn't do anything on offense. So if 11 o'clock bothers you, it doesn't bother me.
And I think when you – Arkansas State started out slowly, but they appear to be playing – the Red Wolves appear to be playing their best football right now. Southern Miss has had a bye week, so you've got reasons for each team to be optimistic going into this one. When we thought it might come down between Southern Miss and Troy, and it still might, this game now after Arkansas State beat Troy last week would put the Red Wolves in the driver's seat – if they happen to upend the Eagles, because they would have just the one conference loss and have the head-to-head tiebreaker with Troy and Southern Miss. So, man, this game is huge this Saturday.
Oh, absolutely huge. And it's fun to have these games to play in. And it's fun to have a coach and a team like we do who don't get caught looking ahead. They're all about the process. You've heard me say that. You guys talked about it. Your coach, I'll say it all the time, the process. And the team's gotten better and better, and to me, most important is that quarterback position. Braylon's gotten better and better and better, so I just see improvement going into this game, and we still haven't put four quarters together yet. I think if we can put two full halves of football together, we get out of there with a win. It's just, you know, trust in the process. Is that what the team is doing? Because we have what I've seen, the most talented team, JMU will argue with that, but the most talented team in the Sun Belt. We handle our business with two halves of football together that we've been waiting for all season long. We'll win.
Yeah, you got the quarterbacks, Jalen versus Braylon in this one. And Jalen Rayner, though, Marchant, my observation, his third year as a starter at Arkansas State, but I'm not sure that he's really advanced like people thought he would in that quarterback position. I just think that Braxton is so much more polished. Even though both of them are experienced quarterbacks, Braxton seems to have gotten better, and in my view, Jalen Rayner just hasn't.
Oh, I agree with that, Kelly. Good point. In the preseason, that was why I pointed to the Arkansas State game as arguably the toughest game we'd have in the Sun Belt because of the quarterback position of Jalen. But, yeah, he hasn't progressed in the season like Braylon has. And Braylon's gotten better and better and better. I think under center, we are the much better team, and I feel more confident if Braylon handles business. And, you know, no turnovers on the road, obviously, or keep that to a minimum. I think we're pretty solid when we compare quarterbacks.
One point Kelly's made throughout the year, Marchand, I think it's legitimate, is that we really have avoided major injuries. I watch NFL football all the time, and golly, this time of the year, half of the rosters are just depleted with injuries. But the Golden Eagles have managed to avoid that. Two-point question, the obvious, how important is that? But secondly, is that just luck or is that good training, good technique? I mean, how do you avoid those types of injuries, Marchant?
Yeah, we have been blessed with that. As you know, last game, ULM had a laundry list of injuries, and we had two on the injury report. And this is the point in the year where you have to give props to our athletic director, Jeremy McLean. He knew he needed to change a lot what had happened in the past with Southern Miss. I mean, a big part of that, especially last 4 years, was the injury bug. I mean, 1 year we had to go to the super back position, but here we are very healthy. He's got a coach, Jeremy McLean, that he knew how to keep his team healthy over the long haul, the way he practices, the way he kind of keeps hitting to a minimum, which is smart. You know, some of the ways we practice back in the day, you know, you get a little banged up as the season goes along. But this coach and this staff that they put together, if anybody knows how they handle practice, they do keep contact very, very wise, and they're hitting ways, and they you know, they keep their players healthy. And here we are, you know, maybe the healthiest team in the Sun Belt. They hadn't seen everybody's roster, but my goodness, we look good right now.
You know, you mentioned Jeremy McLean, and kind of like quarterbacks that get all the blame, he gets blame when things aren't going well. Boy, there was plenty of criticism of him last year, but you don't hear much talk about now. But, you know, he hit a home run with Charles Huff. I just don't think you could have drawn it up in a movie script any better than this, Marchant.
He really couldn't. It was fun getting inside the mind of Jeremy McLean because he knew what happened over the past 3 or 4 years. He had to make an impact in football this year, and he had always kept his eye on Coach Huff. It was really neat. And when he saw the opportunity, and the irony was that Marshall's AD wasn't acting very wise with their head coach, Coach Huff, McLean came right in, and it was the perfect timing. And it's kudos. I can't say it enough to our athletic director, Jeremy McLean, for doing the business right, doing the process right, and you know, getting while it's hot and get in and get Coach Huff, and he was ready. Here he is, and man, what a hire! What a hire! I mean, Jeremy should get as much kudos as anybody right now for what he's done, putting Southern Miss back on the map.
All right, last question: three things the Golden Eagles have to do to win the game Saturday, Marchant Kenny.
Well, first up, two halves of football. As good as things are right now, we're 6-2. You know, I think you guys will agree, we haven't seen four quarters of football that have been great. If we do that and just be more consistent, we are going to win this game, no problem. Defense can't have a hiccup. I mean, there are hiccups along the way. Can't have that Southern Miss moment where defense falls apart for whatever reason. You know, this defense has to be aggressive and nasty. 11 o'clock kickoff, you better wake up and eat your Wheaties and get ready to go. And then third up, of course, don't get caught looking ahead. We have the better team, without a doubt. I think right now, no matter who we play, we can beat them. And it's anybody in the Sun Belt. So just don't get caught looking ahead. Don't enjoy all the write-ups and great things people are saying about you. That means nothing. That's distracting. Four quarters of football, one play at a time.
All right, Marchant. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, the great Marchant Kenny. Hey, as we head into the break, something I want to mention, Kelly, and that is, you know, you lose a lot of things in life. Some things you lose, you just can't replace. We all lost an irreplaceable friend this week. If you've listened to Super Talk Mississippi, you know about Warren and Warren Asphalt. You know about Larry Warren. Well, sad to tell you that Larry Warren passed away Saturday night at Merritt Health Center here in Hattiesburg. Kindness should have been his middle name. He's the kindest person I think I've ever met in my life. He has a wonderful family. He's been a wonderful, wonderful member of the community and a huge friend to the Eagle Hour, to me personally, to my wife, to my family, and to this community. And we mourn the loss of Larry Warren, who will be laid to rest tomorrow afternoon. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, this segment sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill, right there in the shadow of the rock. Great place for lunch, great place for dinner. Be a great place Saturday at, what, 11 o'clock? To catch the Golden Eagles on TV, I guarantee you they'll have some kind of good brunch deal going on. Most, and it'll be a lot of fun at 4th Street Bar and Grill.
Mimosas, you know, probably Bloody Marys, maybe some shrimp and grits for breakfast.
Hey, they had their Christmas open house Saturday. Angela and I went by, had a great time. Beautiful, beautiful store. I'm talking about MCS Home Center. That's your headquarters for home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden. All available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. We just thank the world of Hank Lott and his family. And by the way, Center, he did tell me that sweet seat you had that was actually intended for me. You were supposed to bring that here to the studio.
Sucker. Hey buddy, you snooze, you lose.
I'm out in the rain, drizzling rain. I'm cold, I'm hungry.
I wasn't.
I can tell you were using my ticket, and I just wanted to thank you for that, brother.
Well, hey, like I said, you gotta speak up.
Hey, they did have a great, that was fun, the Christmas open house. That's just a beautiful store, and we're really grateful to have them part of our family. As we are Forest Healthcare, and they remind you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year, but don't forget about the most important player. That's you. Get an annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. All right, Kelly, now I read the hospital liner. I'll let you read the Mobay Beignet because I think you probably know a lot about that.
Mobay Beignet Company is the official beignet store of the Eagle Hour, and they're located at 2902 Hardy Street. They don't even make the beignets until you order them. They can't possibly be any fresher than they already are. Mm. So when you maybe are Black Friday Christmas shopping or out doing some errands, swing by Mobay Beignet Company or just stop in. They also have a complete selection of coffees, both hot and cold. And it's all the Southern Miss students like to hang out there and do their studying at Mobay Beignet Company.
Wow, what a deal. And there's also the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Would you know who that is?
That would be Genesis of Hattiesburg.
Their sedans and SUVs are all at Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Kevin Mullins is a suffering Redskin like myself. It's just been another miserable year.
Have you been by their beautiful showroom at Genesis?
I have been. Actually, we've done a show there. You may remember that. You were drinking that day, but you do remember that, right?
That's the only time they ever let me in was that day. They don't want to scare off any clients.
Well, Saints made a trade.
Yeah, the trade deadline for the NFL is today at 4 o'clock, and the New Orleans Saints are in sell mode since obviously they're not going to win the division. Actually, the Saints...
Wait, what?
I know. Breaking news, right? could very well get the number one pick in the draft if things continue. But star receiver Rashid Shaheed has been traded to the Seattle Seahawks, who are very much in the running in the NFC. The Saints will get a fourth and a fifth round pick in next year's draft for Shaheed. And actually, getting some draft capital makes sense. Where you can replenish the weaknesses of your team much better the more picks you have, obviously. Other teams that are active, the Dallas Cowboys have made a couple of trades, including Bengals linebacker Logan Wilson, who was their defensive captain. And we do use the term defensive lightly for the Bengals, who are historically the worst defense in the NFL now this year. And Logan Wilson goes to the Cowboys for a seventh-round draft pick for Cincinnati. Again, the trade deadline today at 4 o'clock. So if you're into watching those trades and so on, they'll have all the updates for you on the national media. College football tonight, UMass is at Akron. Miami of Ohio taking on Ohio.
Tuesday night,
Wednesday night.
I don't like Tuesday night.
A couple of games.
Do you?
Well, they used to call it Maction, and now Conference USA has a weekday CUSA. You know, the marketing thing there. So Conference USA and, of course, the Sun Belt will have its game this week. Georgia Southern is at App State on Thursday night. But I think there's a certain date in the calendar where once that date hits, there will be at least one football game, nationally televised football game on TV every day through maybe the middle of January.
We didn't talk about it much. We've got about a minute left. But your observation of the men's team, basketball, just too early to draw any conclusions. You know, Kelly, I tuned in last night. It's just the nature of college sports now. I'm going to have to get a program to keep up with the new names.
New players. Well, one guy that's definitely making a name for himself is Isaac Tavares. And the other guys are going to have to step up a little bit because he has led the Eagles in scoring all three games. Now, two of them have been exhibition games, but he still has led the team in scoring. And it's not going to take long for other teams to figure out, contain that guy, and you have a better shot to win. Now, he fouled out last night and was actually ejected from that contest, and you hope that you don't have another temper-type situation or a player that is a little a loose cannon, so to speak, because he's a really good player.
New year for Missy Bilderback, big year for our friend Jay Ladner.
It's going to have to be for Jay, and I respect the fact that he admits that. Right. He says, look, we have to win this year. And that was part of the MAC Challenge. Again, all that matters is the Sun Belt. And they get started in the Sun Belt in mid to late December.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Kelly and Dima will have the show tomorrow. I'll be out back Thursday. Hope you have a great day. Really, really do appreciate you listening. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.